Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Media News for Monday, July 10. Coming up, 100 residents in Norwood St. James get land titles, Senate passes Special Zones Bill, and First Parish Justice Centre opened. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department has relocated from Public Building West King Street to the Oceana Hotel Building, 2 to 4 Church Street, Kingston. Our business hours remain Monday to Thursday, 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Accountant General's Department may still be contacted at 922-832-027, email info at treasury.gov.jm, website treasury.gov.jm, and via WhatsApp 818-6583. We apologize for any inconvenience our relocation may have caused. The Accountant General's Department, service with excellence, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Senate on Friday, July 7, passed the Law Reform Zones of Special Operations, Special Security and Community Development Measures Bill 2017, giving the government a critical arsenal in the fight against crime. The legislation was passed with 18 amendments in the House of Representatives on June 28 and will give members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force and Jamaica Defence Force certain essential powers required to address serious crimes while upholding the rule of law and protecting the fundamental rights and freedoms of citizens. State Minister for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. piloted the bill in the upper house.
Let me state unequivocally that our country deserves reprieve from the constant murders, and the criminals deserve every bit of what is coming to them.
The bill was passed in the Senate with 13 amendments. 100 residents of Norwood St. James have been presented with land titles by the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ. This as the agency is on a drive to increase the number of Jamaicans who are legitimate landowners. Speaking at the handover ceremony on Sunday, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, said the government is embarking on a sustainable program to regularize communities described as informal settlements, as well as improve infrastructure in these areas.
What we're doing is to review how we finance all of this activity and put in place a policy and a program that will surpass change the government, to be sustainable funding, to improve the entire infrastructure, roads, water, and power supply.
Minister Chang points out that improving the quality of life in informal settlements will ultimately contribute to economic growth. St. Anne is home to Jamaica's first parish justice center. The center was established at over $27 million and is expected to be the hub for easier access to justice-related services in the parish. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the facility is one of 14 to be established across the island.
So in these centers, we hope that citizens can come here to get advice, also to get direction as to where they can get legal services or different legal services. At these justice centers, we're hoping that the judges will be able to refer some of the minor cases in the crime or in civil matters for mediation or also for restorative justice.
In the meantime, two restorative justice centers are to be opened this week in Tivoli Gardens at Denham Town in Kingston. Another is expected to be opened in Portland by September. And Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has called for dialogue between producers of sugary concentrates and government for the well-being of society. Dr. Tufton says producers should be part of a national dialogue with the Health Ministry and other stakeholders to curtail the high level of obesity in Jamaica, noting that the issue has long-term negative effects not only on the health system, but also the economy.
Industry has to recognize that what is good for the population is also good for them. It's a basic starting point. And the extent to which consumption habits and consumption of certain items will negatively affect ultimately the person and by extension the society also will reflect negatively on those who provide those products. We have a responsibility, we have an obligation to the greater good of the society.
Minister Tufton was addressing a forum on curbing non-communicable diseases, NCDs, in the region, hosted by the Caribbean Institute for Health Research. Diabetes and high blood pressure are some of the illnesses classified as NCDs and are preventable with lifestyle changes. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.